Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning. And let's take a few moments this morning and ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, that we have just to live in America. What a blessing it is. And then on top of that, Lord, to be able to live here in the valley. Lord, such a blessing. Thank you so much for that. I pray this morning, that, Lord, as we take a few moments and we turn our attention, Father, to your word, I pray that you'd allow the Holy Spirit to, Father, help us to see what it is that you're trying to teach us and trying to help us with this morning. May we have a willingness in our heart, Father, to hear and to listen and to grasp, Lord, that which, Father, you're teaching us. And, Lord, help us to make sure we put it into practice, Lord, as soon as possible. We thank you for this day. We ask your blessings upon it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm in a series. I'm in a biblical series in the book of Proverbs. I've titled it Biblical Principles for Practical Living. And what I'm doing is identifying in the book of Proverbs principles that we could put into practice, certainly should be putting into practice. If we're not, then hopefully and prayerfully we soon will be. I'm in chapter 17, verse 12. The Bible says, "Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly." It's an interesting verse. Meeting a man in his folly is a dangerous thing, is what pretty much what God's trying to say. He's mad, he's furious, he's raging in anger. He'll strike out at anybody and anything near or far. And so God has basically given us a very simple warning. Be careful when you come up against a man that's in his folly. That word folly is his foolishness, his silliness. He's been caught unawares. It's sort of like walking up upon a mother bear with her young ones. You know, when you do that, you've gotten yourself in a pretty dangerous situation. If that mother bear doesn't think there's a way of escape, she's going to attack you. And so the Bible says it would be better to do that, to walk up upon a mama bear with her whelps, than to walk upon a man who's a fool and it's in his folly. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:3, a stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. And so here's a simple biblical principle. When you come upon a situation, and as the Bible describes here, a fool is in his folly, he is engaged in his foolishness, you know, it would be wise to back off. It would be wise just to leave it alone and not stick your nose in their business. It would be wise to learn and have discretion and have discernment. You know, there's sometimes you just need to basically walk away and let things cool down. And that's sort of the idea here. And God's teaching us that it can be a very dangerous thing. And so we would be well advised to learn not to stick our nose in somebody else's business. We'd be well advised to learn when maybe somebody that we know, and we catch them in a bad spot. They're just besides themselves. They're not having a good moment. You know, the best thing is, instead of pushing the envelope, as we would say, is leave it alone and let things calm down. And that's a good bit of advice for all of us, because sometimes do we not end up sticking our nose in people's business? We end up making a mountain out of a molehill, as we would say. And we would be better off to have discernment and learn. You know, when you walk up upon a bear with her little cubs, you'd be best just to back off that situation, because you're about to get in trouble. And the same thing spiritually here. We need to have discernment when to back off and let some things settle down. Let's move on to verse number 14. There's another principle that I'd like us to look at this morning. And that verse says this: "The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with." The beginning of strife, you know, the beginning of a season of feuding or fussing. Someone's lost their temper, or they're losing their temper. They're getting angry. They're just losing control. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. In other words, once you let the water out, you'll never get it all cleaned up. You may clean up some of it, but you'll never get it all back up. And the idea here simply is this: once strife takes off, once it gets let loose of, then you're not going to get it all back. There's going to be some damage. There's going to be some of it that you'll never be able to clean up some of the mess that it has made. and so therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. In Proverbs 26:21, the Bible says, as coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. A contentious man. A man who's angry, doesn't mean literally just a man. It could be a man, woman, boy, girl for that matter. But a person, a contentious man, kindles strife. In other words, he's angry. He is mad. He's not in control of his temper. He's not in control of his mind, his words. He's contentious. He's argumentative. He's fussing. He's feuding. That man is going to kindle strife. There's going to be a mess to be made, and he's going to make it. And he really doesn't care what anybody says. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He's good and mad, and as we would say, by George, he's going to do what he wants to do. And the Bible teaches us that a contentious man is like that. And so when you know you're in that situation and you see someone acting that way, the better part of discretion would simply be, you know, let it alone. Don't even let it go any further. Get away. Stop it. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:22, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Notice that phrase, an angry man stirreth up strife. He's angry. He's out of control. He's lost his composure, and he's just going to stir the pot because he's going to say things that he shouldn't say, doesn't need to be said. He's going to say them anyway. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He doesn't care who hears, and he's going to stir up strife. And of course, when he starts it, that's going to strike a chord with somebody else. That's going to aggravate them, and you can just see it in your mind's eye. It's going downhill really quick. Proverbs 14, verse 29, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. He that is slow to wrath, here in Proverbs 14:29 and chapter 29:22, angry man stirreth up strife. So one's stirring it up, and one's sort of putting out the fire. You know, we need to maybe examine our hearts this morning. What type of person are you this morning? Are you the person that stirs up strife? Are you the person that when you get mad, you don't care what you say, you don't care who hears it? You know, by George, you're just going to say what's on your mind. You don't care. You know, that's a foolish man talking. That's a foolish man talking. And would to God we wouldn't be foolish. Would to God we would be wise. The Bible says, Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. I like that phrase, a soft answer turneth away wrath. That's the man who's slow to wrath. That's the man who is of great understanding. But he that is hasty, as we look back in chapter 14, verse 29, is like the man who's going to use grievous words, and that's going to stir up anger. He's going to stir the pot, and it's going to just keep getting worse and worse, and things will get out of hand. In Proverbs 16:32, the Bible said, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. That's pretty amazing. He that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh a city. In other words, it's the idea that if you could take and control your spirit, it would be like controlling a city. That's pretty impressive. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Are you slow to anger this morning? Are you proud of your quick temper? Sometimes you hear somebody say, well, I'm Irish, or I'm this, and I'm that. I got a quick temper. You just have to understand that's who I am, as if that's something to be proud of. That's nothing to be proud of. That's something to be ashamed of. And yet so often we hear people almost bragging, almost, you know, looking for some type of attention because of their short temper, as if, you know, well, that's just who I am. You just have to deal with it, so don't cross me. You know, that's certainly not, as a Christian, no Christian should act that way. And of course, if you think that way, it won't be long before you act that way. Are you a person who's slow to anger this morning, or do you have a quick fuse? Would to God that all of us would be slow rather than being quick. In Proverbs 19, verse 11, the Bible says, the discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. I like that phrase, it is its glory to pass over a transgression. I like it when a person just lets it go. I like it when a person, you know, just decides, you know what, I'm not going to make a big deal over it. You know, it's just not worth it. It's not worth getting in a fuss and feud over. It's not worth me saying my two cents. I don't have to get in this battle. I choose not to get in this battle. You know, just what's been said and done, just let it go, and I'm not going to take it any further. He passes over a transgression. Boy, that's a mark of a mature person or a mature Christian. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger. He puts it off. Now, the Bible is not against anger completely. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. But most of the cases that we are tempted or we yield to temptation to be angry, we have violated biblical principles as opposed to followed those. In the book of Proverbs 20, verse 3, the Bible says, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. And that word meddling means to be obstinate or to be stubborn or hard-headed. Most of us know some people who are stubborn. Most of us know some people who are just hard-headed. I remember growing up, you hear somebody, you know, somebody just needs to hit you in the head with a 2x4. They'd break the board. You're so hard-headed. Most of us know people that way. And again, sometimes those people who are the most hard-headed, the most obstinate, the most stubborn, they almost seemingly wear it as a badge of honor. That's just who I am, and you'll just have to deal with it. You'll just have to learn to deal with me. You know, that's nothing to be proud of. Being obstinate, acting a fool, is nothing to be proud of, and yet sometimes we hear people do exactly that. But the Bible says it's an honor for a man to cease from strife. That's something we can be proud of. That's something that we can be receive honor for, but not being loose-lipped and being stubborn and being obstinate. The Bible teaches us in the book of Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, and Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Abraham was a man who we can admire about for a lot of reasons. But in this particular case, Abraham said, listen, you know, let's not have strife over this. Abraham was not quick to anger. Abraham was a man who was going to put away strife. He was causing it to cease. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife. And certainly Abraham was doing the honorable thing. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger. Abraham's deferring it. He's putting it off. A soft answer turneth away wrath. He's saying, listen, Lot, let's not be like this. Let's not fuss over this. Let's not let our guys fuss over this. Let's come to a agreement here. Listen, you choose whichever side you want. You take it, and I'll take what's left over. There's a man who was not allowing his temper to get the best of him. There was a man that said, I don't want to be in full strife. I don't want to have division here. I want to get along. And by the way, he was willing to be defrauded in order to get along. Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, and he says, why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? There in chapter 6, when they're talking about lawsuits. And Paul admonished him, said, listen, why don't you just go ahead and take the hit? Why don't you go ahead and just take the loss and just let things settle down and not be in a big lawsuit and be angry and fussing and feuding? Why don't you just go ahead and let them have it? That's exactly what Abraham's doing. He said, instead of having a fuss and a feud over this thing, I would just rather you just take what you want and I'll just take what's left over. You know, that's a key to keeping us from having a lot of arguments. But the problem is when both people want the right side, and neither one wants the left, and they're going to argue and fuss and feud over it, and by George, I'll get my way, and the next one locks in his heels and says, no, you won't, I'll get my way, then you got strife. You've got a lot of problems about to take place. And yet the Bible says the beginning of strife is when one letteth out water, therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. Abraham's doing a good job here, one that we ought to follow. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 39, through 41, the Bible says, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. So here's a remedy for having fussing and feuding and bickering. other words, if he hits you on the right side, let him hit you on the left. If he wants to take your coat, give him your cloak also. If he compels you to go a mile, say, tell you what, I'll just go ahead and go two with you. I'll go the extra mile. I remember hearing a preacher many years ago, you know, Christians who live going the second mile never have much traffic because there's not very many people traveling the second mile. It's usually pretty easy traveling because there's not a lot of traffic. There's no backups on the second mile. Unfortunately, there should be, but there isn't. In 1 Thessalonians 4:11, the Bible says, and that you study to be quiet, do your own business, and to work with your own hands. No, to study to be quiet and do your own business. You know, a lot of times just doing your own business solves a lot of problems. Just minding your own business. The Bible talks about in 2 Timothy, avoid, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. But the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle and to all men, apt to teach and patient. Avoid foolish questions. They gender strife. Just leave them alone. And so God's teaching us something here about strife, about anger, about having to have your way. And maybe this morning God has spoken to your heart as we've gone through some of these verses. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your personality is. I don't know if you're one who's got a quick temper and proud of it, or you're one who's almost impossible to get angry. I don't know. But you know, and God knows. And if you struggle with this, I pray that you'd let God help you with this. I'm sure God wants to help you. I'm sure there are those around you would like to see you get the help. Because sometimes when people who are so obstinate and hateful, it can be discouraging to others. And as Christians, we should never want to allow ourselves to be an discouragement. May God help us to see the wisdom in these two principles today. And more importantly, may God help us to live these principles out, even starting today if we haven't already done so. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.